Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Pleased to be joined by Jeff Lamori. He's the Associate Director of the Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity with the office based out in Jefferson, but they always come down to Guthrie County to do a few projects. So we're happy, and the residents that receive those projects are definitely happy to have their services. So we'll talk about how the summer's been going and what's coming up next. So Jeff, as always, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, James. Always enjoy talking about our projects Thanks for giving us the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of take us through the summer. I know you're kind of right in the middle of these projects. Tell us what you completed and what you're working on and what's still to come.
We started a project in Guthrie Center. It's the home of Lynn Sparks. It's a siding project, and we're going to do some work on the back entryway, kind of redo the deck area that they had, but it's the entryway that they use kind of as their main entryway, and going to fix that up a bit for them. But got into that project, and working with siding, this is the first siding project that we've done. We'll put vinyl siding for the homeowner. The siding they had was in pretty rough shape, so we're going to replace it with the masonite siding with the vinyl siding. It took a little longer than we anticipated. It turned out to be quite a project, not because of the volunteers have been great, and they've come out and done a great job, just taking a little longer than we had anticipated. So we started that project and are still working on it. But in the meantime, we went and sent some volunteers to Bagley, and we finished a project there for a homeowner. It was a scrape and paint, which is pretty common for us, and painted the home and scraped it and then painted it. And that is finished, and that was the home of Lynn Smith in Bagley, and really, really turned out well. And the volunteers did a great job, and that house looks fantastic. So we finished that. We've got a few more weeks of going back to the Sparks house in Guthrie Center, and we'll finish that here in a couple weeks, hopefully. And then we're looking at another project in Guthrie Center, a little more just landscaping. There's a homeowner with a tree that needs to come down that's hanging over their home. Some safety issues there that we're going to help them out with, and some yard cleanup. So, and that should about do it for this year.
So now, of course, that's kind of the benefit for the residents of these homes that get these upgrades. But, of course, the other side of it that maybe we don't think about too often is the volunteer side. Now, Jeff, you've been doing this for a few years now, and do you see maybe the same volunteers? And do those volunteers, for lack of a better word, get better at doing these jobs after repeated houses that they've worked on?
That is true. We do see some of the same repeat volunteers. You know, each year we get a few new faces and see some new volunteers there. But I think you're right, you know, and that's the added side of Habitat for Humanity. Obviously, our main focus is to help homeowners take these houses that need critical home repairs or some sprucing up and to help them out and give them that program suggests, that helping hand. But there's also that side that we're there for volunteers. It gives people some volunteer opportunities to help their neighbors and possibly learn a skill. There's some things, when, especially like this project that we're working on with the siding. A lot of our volunteers have never done anything like that before, and here's an opportunity where they can learn on-site and learn a new skill. Roofing is another one. Not a glamorous job, not something that a lot of people enjoy doing, but it's an opportunity for them to see that project done. So, you know, possibly if they have that need at their own home, that they've learned a skill where they can do some of the things themselves. So, yeah, you do see that where the volunteers are learning that skill and getting better as the years go on.
And speaking of some things that maybe volunteers haven't done before, you guys are doing something that you haven't done in a long while up in Greene County. Of course, earlier this summer, our news director up there, Coltrane Carlson, reporting that you guys are going to actually be, believe, building a house for a family. And of course, this goes outside of Greene County, and I'm sure you're going to need volunteers for that project that maybe come from the Guthrie County area. So kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the plan. The Greene County Board has made the decision in 2019 to build a home, so we're in the process of that right now. Yeah, and it's been a few years. It's been about 10 years since we've actually built a house from basement up. We've done a couple projects, rehab projects, where we've taken foreclosed homes or vacant homes and put a family in those, but this will be the first time in 10 years that we've actually built a home from ground up. So when you do something like that, the need for additional volunteers is always there. So we'll be reaching out for that. Actually, at this point, we're still looking to put a family, to select that family. So That's the other thing. If they have in Greene County, if there's someone looking for an opportunity to buy a home, you know, obviously at a reduced price, and then the benefit on that is the loan comes at a 0% interest, just like we do on our Helping Hands projects. Quite a opportunity for a family. So, you know, anyone in the Greene County area that's looking for that, that opportunity is there. We have to make that decision fairly soon, but that hasn't been selected. We're still taking applications for that at this time. So, yeah, it's something that we're excited about here in Greene County. And possibly as we move on, and maybe that's something that as our volunteer base grows in Guthrie County that we can look at in future years of doing that and building a home down there. Kind of that more traditional model of Habitat for Humanity. That's how it got started, was building homes, and that's what a lot of the affiliates do, build homes. But you see more and more doing the Helping Hands and the repairs also, but that's more of that traditional model of building. So, you know, that opportunity is also there for Guthrie possibly in the future.
So there you go, Guthrie County residents. If you're looking for something, maybe doing a side sticky note there to set some time aside for when that build happens down in 2019. Of course, we'll provide you with more information as we get closer to that. Or if you know a family up in Greene County, of course, we're all connected here at Guthrie Greene, Dallas, on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. So if you got some friends or family up in Greene that maybe could be the beneficiaries of that new home, just let the fine folks there at Habitat for Humanity know up there in Jefferson. Jeff, anything else you want to mention to our listeners?
No, just as always, thank all the volunteers that come out, all our the congregations that help with our projects in Guthrie County, and just look forward to keep serving the folks there for many, many years.
Once again, that's Jeff Lamore. He's the Associate Director of Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity, his office based out of Jefferson. For more information, just go to their website or contact them in their office. So we'll have some information at the bottom of this recorded interview on RaccoonValleyRadio.com. Jeff, as always, thanks for joining us.
You bet, James. Thanks again.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.